Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Michael Manomivable, Marina Vermilion, Astrid Gustafsson, Greg O'Neill, Robert Crouchley, Scott Shanks, Corey Trickler, Chunk Tusk, Elizabeth Brook, Catherine Waltz, Jason Scully Clemens, Bobby Parker, Distant Egg Song, E. Forney, Lavon Staley, Deborah Lewis, Kelly Willis, Jesse Fife, JRA, Nicole Chrisholm. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Special thanks to Leslie Gideon. May your finishing move never be turned against you.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
That friend, a friend of mine till the very end. I've got a bow. I've tied it round my hand, extending my hand to you as a gift. Don't touch my hand. You're covered in slime, but you're a friend of mine. Jagzell Geisman.
You made a song.
I did. Hello. Did you like my song? I wrote it for you, also for me, to listen to my own beautiful voice.
Employees are reminded that all singing will be reviewed for seditious content.
Well, your song was so beautiful it reminded me that we have a brief to open.
My songs are inspiring.
So
they inspire
gonna...
people to many things. Great works. Love. People love me for my songs. People die for my songs. Mainly when I sing loudly at them while they're trying to do something dangerous, like driving or cooking.
Initiating.
So the brief is...
Yes.
From Roxanne Fuerterson.
Okay.
And they are asking for a modern, show-stopping wrestling planet dedicated to the biggest televised showdowns this side of the galaxy.
Right.
It will be the destination for big-name warriors and young rookies alike, with dedicated workout facilities, pyrotechnic technical institutes, and stadiums in every city. This planet will be non-stop, 24/7, entertainment central. So I hope you know a lot about wrestling.
I know. Next to everything. Yes, everything about wrestling. Of course I know about all topics, David.
What is next to everything?
Next to everything is most things, and then next to that, it's, you know, a lot of stuff. And then next to that, half and half. You know, half the stuff, half stuff you don't know. And then less than that is like, oh, I'm not sure, but, you know, give it a guess. And then beyond that, it's just shouting, and people are angry because you said you knew how to drive. Ah.
So, if everything... were a train.
Yes, okay.
And that was carriage one.
Yes, okay.
What carriage would Trexel Geisman be getting on?
Carriage one. Best carriage. Big carriage. Carriage of knowledge.
I thought you were next to everything.
Wouldn't
that be carriage two?
Look, I don't want to get into a fight about a metaphorical knowledge train, but I will. I'm in carriage one because I'm a first class boy.
Metaphorical first class is reserved for upper management.
Okay, but first class was actually carriage four next to the buffet car.
Do not be facetious about the metaphorical
knowledge. This is my metaphor.
Is it your metaphor?
It's my metaphor.
I bow to your metaphor. In which case, I start in carriage one and then I go, what? This isn't first class! And I just fight my way down the train, punching conductors in the face, left and right.
So carriage four were about 50-50 knowledge?
Yeah, I'm about there.
Okay. Right, well, hopefully your 50-50 knowledge will also help us to design the non-negotiable feature, which is the capital must have the largest, flashiest stadium ever seen. It must have both environmental and gravity controls to ensure fresh, new visual spectacles every night.
Okay, well, David, I see a core here. I see a core. We are creating not only the planet that actually creates this entertainment, we're also containing its consumers, because they were saying they want modern stadiums in every city on this world. So we're creating a world with a centralized entertainment system, many cities on it. Those cities has got to be full of people, negative people paying for the content. So it's a self-contained wrestling empire in which its citizens are its consumers. It's the dream, David. It's a captive audience. Literally, they're captivated by the atmosphere. They scrabble at the sky saying, let me go, but they can't get out because we've locked down the spaceports.
Right. So we're banning galactic travel.
Let's not get that. We haven't even designed the planet, David. Let's not talk about transport policy before we've designed the planet. We've got to design the government structure before that, even if we get to it.
Warning. Dangerously off topic.
Now let's talk about transport policy, actually.
Okay, fine. Transport policy. Now, a fine, solid transport policy has to be based on absolute control. Can't have people just wandering about the place, walking on their own legs. That kind of freedom would send them mad. So everybody has to wear special boots that only go where the government lets you.
Okay, and where is the government sending you?
Where it wants you to go. To your assigned place of work, certainly. Or maybe on pre-arranged leisure activities. You're having a walk in the park now!
Walk
that dog! No, you've gone too far the other way. Turn left. I've forgotten the milk. Back to the shop, says the government.
Fascism detected. Carry on.
Okay, Trexel, I just want to remind you...
Yes?
What's the point of this planet?
That's a good question, David. Is it total control of people's lives?
No, we're going to have to remember back to the words that I said probably about 1 minute ago.
Okay, hang on, I can do this.
What was the most prominent word? The word that came up most?
Wasn't listening or paying attention. Nope, you're going to have to tell me, David.
It's a word that began with a W?
Worrying.
No.
Wimble.
No.
Wendigo.
No.
Whale! It's a whale!
Nope. Wales was yesterday.
The Star Marlin.
Nope. That was a few days ago.
Well, I'm just at sea.
Okay. Nope. You're still with the whales.
Oh, I'm in space. I'm in the vacuum of space.
Nope. Get back
on
the planet.
Somebody's put me in a box.
Don't get out for the transport.
I'm on a train of knowledge.
Yes. If you're on the train of knowledge and you're on this planet, where is your destination? Where are you going?
A wrestling stadium. Wrestling! It was wrestling. We need wrestling involved in this planet.
Yes, and you were suggesting a lot of leisure activities, which were not...
ham.
Still beginning with a W. Gonna try and that word again.
Whales is whales.
No, it was
Star Marlins.
No,
the metaphor of knowledge. Wrestling.
Keep going. There
wrestling.
We go. Yes,
I have to go around the cycle every time,
right?
David, otherwise, I can't get there.
Okay,
wrestling. Yes. So, okay, right. Yes, I've had a wonderful idea. So, the main activity, in fact, the only activity other than work and breathing and metabolizing sugar, is to go to wrestling. You wake up, you go to work, in your lunch break, look at a bit of wrestling, go back to the rest of the work, end of the day, look at that, watch choo-choo, the end work whistle's going straight to a wrestling match to watch oiled beings smash each other, but in a pretend way.
Yes. Okay, Trexel, look, I know this doesn't really matter, but for my own sake...
What do you mean it doesn't matter, David? This is art, this is creativity, this is the very lifeblood of Stella Firma Limited. If it doesn't matter, then what matters? Do I matter? Oh, my board, maybe I don't matter. Maybe I'm just dust on the space-time continuum. Maybe I should just tear all the panels off the walls and start beating people to death with them.
Warning, consultant spiraling.
Okay, maybe we just forget what I just said there.
Hang on, there we go, okay?
Okay, good. Right, so... You're talking about the only two things being work and wrestling.
Yes.
Right? For the inhabitants of the planet.
Only thing they're allowed to do. If they even think about chess, they are done.
Okay. But also, what if work was wrestling? And what if the guests didn't live on the planet, but came from off the planet...
Right.
...using spaceships?
Well, that means a whole liberalisation of the transport policy, and I'm not sure if you have the legislative power to do that.
Okay, Trex, are you really married to the government-mandated...
I do like a government-mandated limited transport policy. It's really one of my things.
What about a government-mandated entertainment policy instead?
That would be amazing! Forget all the transport stuff! It's drivel! Tear it up! Burn down Parliament! Kill the Queen!
Sedition detected. Security alerted.
Okay, and what entertainment are we mandating?
Wrestling! Wrestling 24-7. Work? Work is wrestling. Wrestling is work. Wrestling is life. You are inside the kayfabe, trapped in a glass house of wrestling. Look outside. There's nothing there, just a waste of endless time and fear and unpredictable narratives in which people don't fall in love for no good reason.
Right.
I'm so bought into this, David, I can't even begin to tell you.
Okay, well...
I am a wrestle man.
Well, if you're bought
I am a wrestling boy.
Okay, we've got...
Wrestle with me creatively. Don't touch me. Let's wrestle with our minds. Ha! Ho! Ah! Ah!
You want me to intellectually wrestle with you?
Jump off my brain turnbuckle! Jump off my brain turnbuckle!
Okay. So we've got some wrestlers who are working here.
Yes.
Who else works in a wrestling stadium?
The rope tensioners. The trampoline police. The people that, you know, point lights and stuff. It's not important. There's a general staff.
Okay.
And in fact, if we could make almost everyone a wrestler, wouldn't that make for one heck of a battle?
Well, just given that we're intellectually wrestling right now, and you did invite me to do this...
I did. Welcome to my mind ring.
That's a terrible idea. You can't have generalised staff. Right, if you're designing...
Ding, ding. I've just decided that the wrestling match is over. If you're going to be so negative about all this, maybe I don't want to do any of it.
Well, look, I'm just trying to make you better here, okay? You can't just say things like generalised staff, okay? We're designing a planet. You need to think about the detail.
Fine. Okay, level one pay, intern. You have 2 weeks off a year and your sick pay is you get punched in the face. Level two, administrative staff and maintenance. Pays a little bit better. Are we getting granular enough
for you? I feel like
you're
being a bit of a facetious Freddy.
Well, actually, maybe I'm being a facetious Fabian, which is like a facetious Freddy, but sexier, and you meet him on a holiday.
Well, what a truculent Trexel you are.
Oh, I like that. The adventures of a truculent Trexel.
It's not a good
follow
thing.
Him
it's
through his life.
It's not a good
he's at
being truculent.
Depot. You're shouting at someone's wife.
Okay.
Get right out then. Of my way!
Analyzing.
I'm Drexel, and I've got stuff to do. It's good. I could work it into an entire series.
Song free of sedition. And tune.
Yeah, I do feel like you've actually captured the essence of being truculent while still making it a positive. I don't... Okay, use that creativity to design a planet.
Okay, will do. Right, so we have got an entire world enslaved in the tight fist of wrestling, but we need to have this broken up into city-states. You can't just have, like, one giant state.
Right, yes.
You could have one giant... Everything is wrestling.
Well, I mean, yes.
You're in a school. The teacher is wrestling the cleaning staff. You're in a hospital. The doctor is throttling the patient, but in a mime way so they don't actually get hurt.
Okay, well, that's good. That's, they've asked for a wrestling planet where everything is wrestling, so you're giving them that.
Yes.
But let's deal with the warring city-states because that provides easy narrative.
Yes.
You have different wrestle groups, wrestle cabinets, wrestle governments.
We've got face states and heel states.
Yes.
Face states can become heel states, but only if they betray a friend state. But a heel state, that could become a kind of comedy heel state. Its transport policy is laughably underthought. So, you know, you don't like them, but you're sort of cheering for them, you know?
Yeah, okay, right. So, where do all of these different wrestle nations come together to wrestle, right?
The Wrestledome.
The Wrestledome.
In Wrestle City. In Wrestle State. In Wrestledonia!
Yes. Right. So that's the non-negotiable option here, right?
There is a big central city on top of a mountain. Everything good's at the top of a mountain, and I'm not talking about clouds. Up high you climb. In fact, you have to be strong and supple and muscular in order to climb the sheer cliff up to the Wrestledome in Wrestledonia.
Unless you're part of the audience, at which point there are luxury shuttles.
Absolutely. Provided by the government in a very liberal transport policy.
Exactly. So, you know they have those wrestle things, I've seen them on Imogen, where they have, like, a ladder and there's a briefcase full of cash, right?
Yes, yes.
Well, what if that ladder was in fact the mountain and 500 wrestlers start at the bottom of the mountain, they all have to wrestle their way up and where the Wrestledome lives, and then on the top of the Wrestledome, there is, on a flaming chain, the deed to Wrestledonia.
And whoever gets the deed becomes the Wrestle Champ!
Yes! Champion of wrestling!
They
wielding the mighty Wrestle Scepter and the deed of wrestling, and they don their Wrestle Crown!
David, I've never seen you so excited by any concept in your entire life.
I did watch some wrestling on Imogen and I did get quite into it.
It's a lot of fun, isn't it? It's a lot of fun.
It is. It's a lot of wrestle fun. I'm just really into those big oily people just slapping their meat around.
Watch it, Buster.
David, that actually brings up an incredibly important point. Oil. We need so much oil. People can't wrestle without oil, David. You'd start to grip to each other. It would become weird.
And meat. You need so many calories to keep them big muscly muscles muscling about.
What substance can we really just stuff this populace with that's both oily and meaty?
Chorizo.
Chorizo?
Chorizo!
It's the ultimate wrestler's snack, packed with red meat, but also so oily that whenever you eat it, everybody can see that you've just eaten it.
Chow down on that oily red sausage and become a big, big wrestler!
Excellent, David, excellent. I think we've really nailed down the core concepts of how this is all going to work. An entire world built around the concept of wrestling. At its center, a wrestle mountain. At the top, the deed to wrestledom. The champ sits atop, with a pile of chorizo sausage.
Perfect. Right, yes, well, I could probably just...
Would you like to submit?
Work this through and maybe remove some of the more overtly sexual bits.
Remove, David? Were you going to start editing it right here in front of me with your big judgy pen, crossing things out? All of that's gold, David. All of it stays in.
Yes, yes, yes. No, it will all of it, every single last drop of letters will stay
in, David.
Yes, what?
Something's up.
No, nothing's up.
I may come across...
I'm down. I'm on the floor.
David, get up off of the floor. You can't pull that just to get away. That's a real Geistman move. I've used that move before. You can't just pretend to have passed out on the floor in order to get away from your responsibilities.
No, I'm down on the floor now.
Get up off of the floor and face me like a clone.
Shan't.
David, I will come over there and put a government-issued hook in your face in order to get you...
You can't catch me. I'm slithering away.
Look, you're so oily. Come here.
Ow!
Come
here.
No. That is so difficult to grip.
No!
Catch it back.
Eat clone slurry!
Ah! My eyes! Ah, it's so vinegary and hot. Oh, the clone slurry! What is up with you, David?
Nothing!
You sprayed hot clone slurry into my face from a tube!
No, I didn't.
My suit is ruined!
Well, no, you did that!
What do you mean I did that? You pointed at my face and screamed, eat clone slurry!
That was you!
David! I may come across as a happy-go-lucky scamp, but only so long can I be pushed before I say no. Something's changed.
No.
Something's weird.
No.
You spray me with hot clone slurry.
No.
You make less and less oblique comments about changing things on the plans.
No, I
accept that you have to edit my certain creative eddies in the process, but you can't just change things, David. And I think you're starting to change things.
No, I'm not changing anything. No, because obviously the deadline is so sacrosanct and fixed that I couldn't possibly make any edits within the time you leave the office and the time that we have to. I actually deliver the briefs while you're here. So how could I possibly edit it? I think you're just thinking things, Trey. So you're being paranoid about the David. Obviously paranoid.
Yikes.
You make a very good point, David, but in a way that is so suspicious.
No.
That I have got a suspicious hat on.
Nope, that was perfectly suspicious.
I have got a hat on full of suspicion.
That was unspicious.
It's a 10-gallon hat if I know something's up. And not just on top of my head like the hat, but actually up like in a situation like now.
Well, I'm wearing a 20-gallon hat of... David is fine, thank you.
Well, I'm wearing a 40-litre hat of I don't believe your 20-gallon hat.
Well, I've just exploded your 40-litre hat with a 20-megaton bomb of true facts.
My hat!
This fact is that David is not lying about anything, and the deadline is sacrosanct, and Trexel Geistman is fine. Goodbye. Good day, sir. Good day.
I got that hat on holiday, and you've ruined it.
Well... then you shouldn't have been so suspicious about something that shouldn't have been suspicious about, because my truth bomb then came and blew your hat up because it was suspicious about things.
You can talk to me, David. If something's wrong, if somebody's, you know, being mean to you and needs taking care of, you can tell Trexel. Who's coming into the office maybe every day and making your life hard? I'll have a long word with them and make sure they don't do it again. You're sort of going weird and sort of red.
Just hang on. I think I've got something here.
Okay.
Just look at this.
It's a sort of a flat plane.
Yes.
Highly polished.
Yes.
Almost glass-like.
Yes.
But there's some sort of silver backing. Oh, who's that fellow?
Oh, yes, who is it?
Hello! They waved at me when I waved. It's a friend! Wait, they're copying me. You think you're so funny, don't you? You're mocking me, aren't you? You come in! Ah! Ah, my hand! I punched it and it was a mirror!
Okay, Trek, so that wasn't a trick. That was, it was just literally holding up a mirror.
My hand is bleeding now.
That's not some kind of like...
Where did they go?
Well, that's not a mirror, Trek. That's not like Trexel spelt with a Y or something.
Where did they go? They smashed a mirror over my hand and then went away.
No, you smashed the...
You come back here, mirror me!
Well, maybe, mirror, you ran out of the door. I need to submit this deadline
like
absolutely on time.
Submit.
Good day, sir. I said good day!
I'll get you, mirror, Trek.
Oh, can't believe I got away with that one. That was close.
What was that, sorry?
What? No.
I just came back in because I left my briefcase. What was close?
I was writing a letter to Mirror Trexel telling him to never return!
Oh, do read out that letter to me right now.
Dear Mirror Trexel, never return!
Can I take that?
Yep, there you go.
I've got a letter for you, Mirror Trexel! I've got blood on it. Anyway, bye!
Yikes.
Oh, boy, that was close. But too close. Far too close. He's an idiot, but he's still got a brain of sorts. Right. Keep it together. Keep it together.
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Lori Ann Davis with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode... Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. and Drexel Geisman was played by Tim Meredith. The episode was edited by David Devereaux and Alexander J. Newell, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at The Rusty Quill, join our Reddit community on r/rustyquill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail at rustyquill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.